Title: California Court of Appeal makes clear that PEGA plaintiffs are not entitled to a jury trial and provides helpful guidance on suitable seating claims. Content: On February 18, 2022, the California Court of Appeal issued its decision in Jill LaFace v. Ralph's Grocery Company, _Cal.5_2022, that provides important guidance in two areas. First, the court made clear that plaintiffs asserting a claim under the Private Attorneys General Act, PEGA, are not entitled to a jury trial. In addition, the court affirmed the lower court's ruling rejecting the plaintiff's suitable seating claim and found that an employee cannot create a lull in operation to trigger the provision of a seat by remaining idle instead of performing other expected job duties. Background of LaFace v. Ralph's. Plaintiff Jill LaFace worked as a cashier at a Ralph's grocery store. She testified that about 90% of her workday as a cashier was spent at the cash register. She claimed that during the times when she was not busy at the cash register, she should have been provided a seat on which to sit pursuant to a suitable seating requirement under the applicable California wage order. She brought an action under PEGA on behalf of herself, other current and former Ralph's cashiers, and the state of California. The trial court initially set the matter for a jury trial, but later granted Ralph's motion for a bench trial. The court then conducted a 12-day bench trial and ruled in favor of Ralph's. LaFace appealed both the trial court's determination that she was not entitled to a jury trial and the trial court's ruling on the merits of her suitable seating claim. No right to jury trial for PEGA plaintiffs. On the issue of whether PEGA plaintiffs are entitled to a jury trial, the court affirmed the trial court's determination that they do not have such a right. In reaching this conclusion, the court resolved a debate that has occurred among trial courts at both the state and federal level since the inception of PEGA. The Court of Appeal based its decision on several unique features of PEGA that make it unsuitable for a trial by jury. First, a PEGA plaintiff like LaFace is merely a proxy for the state of California and brings what would otherwise be an administrative regulatory enforcement action on the state's behalf. If the state had brought the regulatory enforcement action on its own behalf, the action would be subject to various rights and interests set forth in statutory language of PEGA. That language does not include a right to a jury trial. If the state itself does not possess a jury trial right, it would not make sense to give the state's proxy, i.e., a PEGA plaintiff, a jury trial right. Second, although PEGA specifies that certain penalties are recoverable in the event that violations are proven, PEGA allows a court to award less than the maximum amount of penalties if, based on the facts and circumstances of the particular case, it would be unjust, arbitrary, and oppressive, or confiscatory to do so. Therefore, the penalties recoverable under PEGA are subject to various equitable factors, and these factors require qualitative evaluation and weighing that are typically performed by judges and not juries. Finally, the Labor Code concerns itself with a wide range of rights unknown at common law, such as the suitable seating rights, wage statement requirements, etc. Because these rights are novel and unknown at common law, they do not fall within the types of claims for which the California Constitution historically provided a right to a jury trial. Considering all of the above factors, the court concluded that a PEGA plaintiff does not have a right to a trial by jury. Cashier's idling at checkstand between customers, in lieu of performing other expected duties, was not a lull in operation that triggered the seating requirement notwithstanding the jury trial issue. The merits of the case involved LaFace's allegation that Ralph's failed to provide her with suitable seating in her job as a cashier in violation of the applicable wage order. The wage order has two suitable seating components. First, it requires that a LL working employees shall be provided with suitable seats when the nature of the work reasonably permits the use of seats. Cal Code Regs, TIT 811040, subbed 14, A 11070, subbed 14, A Wage Order Number 7-2001, Wage Order. Second, it provides that W. Hen employees are not engaged in the active duties of